This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but a great day with a great new scandal. Actually, several great new scandals. One of them involves Hunter Biden, the son of the former vice president, now presidential nominee. Hunter Biden accused of all kinds of embarrassing stuff, and it's by Republicans on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. They have a report on Hunter Biden, which is going to be difficult if that comes up at the debate. That's going to be a very, very uncomfortable moment for Joe Biden to explain. We will get to the details of what is charged and what has been proven. We will also go to a big study that is investigating what about those shy Trump voters. It's provable that they existed last time. They threw all the polls off. But with President Trump rising in the polls anyway, is that a big factor right now? And then there is an additional scandal. It's a scandal in college admissions. It turns out that there is tremendous prejudice in one of the most prestigious university systems anywhere, the University of California. At the UC system, there is a decided prejudice, not based on race, based on money. Who says so? The Democrats investigating it. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first of all, the Hunter Biden story, which has already drawn an angry response from the Joe Biden campaign. Senate Republicans released an interim report just hours ago, concluding that Hunter Biden's past work with Ukrainian gas company Burisma was problematic and interfered with the execution of U.S.-Ukraine policy, repeating similar claims about Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's son just 40-some-odd days. What is it? It's 42 days from the election now, or actually 41 days from the election right now. And this is serious stuff. Let me read you a description in Newsweek, which, because so much of what you're going to read here is going to be biased on one side or another. And let me put it to you this way. I think it's serious. And I think it's going to be a very, very significant problem for Vice President Biden. And I'm not sure how he handles it. And the fact is that right now it's being upstaged in the press by all of this indignation about what seems to me an honorable and well-handled decision by the Attorney General of Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, about the Breonna Taylor case. And, of course, the fear that there will be new riots and confrontations tonight. I hope and pray that there are not. In any event, on Hunter Biden, Newsweek reports in a piece by Jason Lemon, a new report from Senate Republicans alleges that Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's son, Hunter, received $3.5 million in payment from the wealthy wife of Moscow's former mayor amid a slew of other financial transactions and entanglements that federal officials warned presented conflicts of interest as the former vice president spearheaded the Obama administration's Ukraine policy. And again, when you read the actual list of all of these alleged cash transfers and all of the money that was pouring into Hunter Biden for his international business, it looks absolutely terrible. And it looks disgraceful. And again, for any Democrats out there, if there were this kind of record with one of Trump's children, while he's serving in high office. Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. Of course you'd be concerned. Of course it would look terrible. Democrats have dismissed the Republican report, which was released today, as playing up Russian misinformation. And the 87-page document did not demonstrate that Hunter Biden's financial entanglements ever impacted U.S. policy. And yes, that's an important point. But it emphasized that government officials flagged concerns about potential conflicts of interest and that the former vice president's son's financial interests with foreign governments accelerated during his father's service as vice president. Quote, Hunter Biden received $3.5 million wire transfer from Elena Baturina, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. The Republican report, which is the result of an investigation led by GOP Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, explained as one of its key findings. Baturina, who is a billionaire, she was considered to be one of the richest women in Russia, was previously married to Yuri Lushkov, who served as mayor of Moscow, but was fired for alleged corruption in 2010. I remember Yuri Lushkov. At one point, he was considered a potential rival to Vladimir Putin. It doesn't go well for Putin rivals, not in Russia. But Yuri Lushkov is a colorful character, like a lot of Russian operators and politicians are, and almost certainly involved with some shady dealing. This report also details how Hunter Biden's businesses received a $3.5 million payment from Baturina in February 2014, which was described to be for, quote, consultancy work. In 2015, Biden also received several payments of several hundred thousand dollars from Baturina, several of which were listed as part of a, quote, loan agreement. Okay, there are these cash transfers, and if there's a single cash for $3.5 million wire transfer. Okay, if nothing else, what a moron! You're the son of the vice president of the United States, and you don't think that a wire transfer from the wife of the mayor of Moscow for $3.5 million is going to attract attention and get you in trouble? I mean, how can you be so stupid? And then he accepted more money in 2014? And that, of course, is while his father was still vice president. The GOP report did not detail any evidence that Joe Biden benefited financially from his son's business interests. It also did not provide evidence that Hunter Biden's work altered U.S. policy. The report does not allege that there was anything illegal about these transactions. However, the document demonstrates that Hunter Biden had a series of financial entanglements with foreign officials and business people associated with adversarial governments. Notably, President Donald Trump and his company, the Trump Organization, have widespread business interests around the world, several of which have been connected by reports to alleged money laundering and potentially nefarious activities. But the idea that this was going on while Biden was vice president is problematic. Let me give you some of the details from the actual report, which is, I don't know, it's tough to look at it and not feel disturbed by it. Honestly, it is. For instance, there's just this detail. And Hunter Biden paid non-resident women who were nationals of Russia or other Eastern European countries and who appear to be linked to an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Hunter Biden had business association with Ye Jiaming, Gong Wendong, and other Chinese officials linked to the Communist government and the People's Liberation Army. Those associations resulted in millions of dollars in alleged cash flow. And then there's this. The a day before Biden ended his last trip as a protectee, protected by the Secret Service, there was a list made of all of the places where the Secret Service had traveled around the world to protect him because he's the son of a vice president. We'll give you that list and much more coming up on the Medved Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, talking about the charges against Hunter Biden, and none of them charges of illegality, but some of them very serious charges concerning the judgment of both Hunter Biden and of his father, the former Vice President of the United States, who is one of the two candidates for president of the United States right at this moment. The most news-getting, I think, of all of these charges comes from George Kent. And if you remember him, he was one of the witnesses in the Trump impeachment. He was acting deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv, Ukraine. And in early 2015, which really isn't that long ago, if you think about it, basically, you're talking about 5 years plus ago, George Kent, from his post in Ukraine, raised concerns to officials in Vice President Joe Biden's office about the perception of a conflict of interest with respect to Hunter Biden's role on the board of an oil company called Burisma. Kent's concerns went unaddressed. And in September 2016, that, of course, is the height of the presidential campaign between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, George Kent sent an email to his colleagues, quote, "Furthermore, the presence of Hunter Biden on the Burisma board was very awkward for all U.S. officials pushing an anti-corruption agenda in Ukraine." In October of 2015, senior State Department official Amos Hochstein raised concerns directly with Vice President Biden, as well as with Hunter Biden, he testifies, that Hunter Biden's position on Burisma's board enabled Russian disinformation efforts and risked undermining U.S. policy in Ukraine. Now, what Democrats are saying is that this whole report is based on Russian disinformation, that this has all been fed to the Democrats by Vladimir Putin and his agents. However, this is something that it seems to me is provable just by U.S. government records. From January 29, 2009, right after his dad took over as vice president, up until July 8, 2014, Hunter Biden was protected by the Secret Service because he was the son of a vice president. But something happened in July of 2014 so that he got rid of his Secret Service detail. And he actually formally got rid of that detail just a day before a Time magazine published an article describing Burisma's ramped-up lobbying efforts in the U.S. and Hunter's involvement on Burisma's board. So this is quite interesting. But what's fascinating is that before ending his protective detail, Hunter Biden, at taxpayer expense, had received Secret Service protection on trips to foreign locations, including Moscow, Kyiv, Beijing, Doha, Paris, Seoul, Manila, Tokyo, Mexico City, Milan, Florence, Shanghai, Geneva, London, Johannesburg, Brussels, Madrid, Mumbai, and Lake Como. There it is. Here is the response so far from the Biden campaign. And they definitely need a better response than this. It's basically an angry response that is put out by a campaign spokesman named Andrew Bates. He says, as the coronavirus death toll climbs and Wisconsinites struggle with joblessness, Ron Johnson, that's the senator from Wisconsin, has wasted months diverting the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee away from any oversight of the catastrophically botched federal response to the pandemic, a threat Senator Johnson has dismissed by saying that death is an unavoidable part of life. Ouch. Why? To subsidize foreign attacks against the sovereignty of our elections with taxpayer dollars. An attack founded on a long disproven, hardcore, right-wing conspiracy theory that hinges on Senator Johnson himself being corrupt and that the senator has now explicitly stated he is attempting to exploit to bail out Donald Trump's reelection campaign. Look, that's not the most effective response you could make, it seems to me. And we're going to need more. Speaking of effective response, the Kentucky governor, Governor Beshear, has just confirmed deployment of the National Guard and the Kentucky State Police. And there is some good advice, actually, and some not-so-good advice from Jesse Jackson. This put up a statement by Reverend Jackson. Jesse Jackson encourages people not to respond to lack of criminal charges in the Breonna Taylor case with violence. And basically, he's right. But then he adds this. Boycott every non-essential service in Louisville, including horse racing and basketball recruits at the University of Louisville. That's stupid and hurtful. I mean, obviously. You know, in other words, boycott every non-essential service in Louisville, including those owned by African Americans. And see, the amazing thing about this protest is, what do you want? The city has paid damages to the mother of Breonna Taylor for $12 million. She settled with the city. The officers have all been terminated from the police force. One of them is facing 15 years in prison. The difficulty is a basic principle in law, which honestly anyone can understand. It has nothing to do with race. Has nothing to do with race. If someone is shooting at you and you're a police officer, let's say it's a black officer facing a white suspect. That happens. If that white suspect starts shooting at the black officer and actually wounds an officer in the leg, does that wounded officer, does he basically say, okay, I give up, shoot me, kill me, I'm going to collapse on the ground, or does he have a right to shoot back? And look, I think it is striking about how chaotic it was that Kenneth Walker, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who was the one who fired the first shots, he says he did. He admitted that he did. That he did not get hit by opposing fire, and that the actual firing toward him, who was shooting at the cops, hit, tragically, Breonna Taylor herself. I still understand nothing about why this is claimed to be a racial incident. We will get to the way that Americans sometimes lie about these episodes and our reaction to them. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Most of these people are young and they just went through the process. You know, many of them just went through the process recently. So it's not like, gee, let's look at papers that are 15 years old. No, I think the process is going to go very quickly.
President Trump discussing the process of a Supreme Court nominee. The president will make his announcement on Saturday as to his choice to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president meeting with state attorney generals across the country discussing protecting consumers from social media abuses in the cabinet room. Police in Louisville are on the streets with protesters who are making their voices heard following a decision in the Breonna Taylor case. A grand jury is charging former Louisville police detective Brett Hankinson with three counts of wanton endangerment. There is a curfew set for 9 o'clock Eastern time in Louisville. This is USA Radio News.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a raging controversy over a new French film with a singularly sleazy ad campaign. It shows little girls of 11 years old in skimpy outfits performing highly sexualized dance moves. And it's called, ironically, Cuties, streaming now on Netflix. The main character is a rebellious girl from a traditional Muslim home who's recently immigrated to France from Senegal. Every detail of her life is grim and sad, especially her fascination with a twerking, hip-grinding dance group competing to win a local contest. Despite top awards at the Sundance Film Festival, the only real emotion generated on screen is pity and embarrassment for the talented young actresses who deserve better than this. Rated TV mature for dancing and harsh language that's dubbed into English. 1.5 stars for Cuties. The controversy is more interesting than the film.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
I can't imagine that there are lots of folks out there saying, oh boy, I just can't wait to get home and share Cuties with my family. Answer, no. Not recommended. Tell you something else that's not recommended. It actually upsets me. I don't know why. When you have to have arguments on this level, at a night when we're going to continue to be hoping and praying for safety for all law-abiding people, and particularly for our law enforcement community, which has been such a target and an undeserved target of really some monstrous behavior. There's a decision by the Portland Parks Bureau. It was just announced. in Portland, Oregon, the Parks Bureau denied a permit for Proud Boys to hold a rally at Delta Park. They cited coronavirus safeguards. The city of Portland has denied a park permit to the far-right group Proud Boys, which is planning a rally on Saturday in North Portland's Delta Park, finding that the group's estimated crowd of 10,000 people, they won't get 10,000 people, exceeds public safety measures in light of the current coronavirus pandemic. So, okay, honestly, I'm glad they're banning Proud Boys, but only glad if they also ban Antifa and they ban Black Lives Matter and they ban all the rest of them. Do they observe all the niceties so that they continue to get permits? Do they have permits for going into suburban neighborhoods and shouting and screaming and waking them up at night and intimidating people and sometimes lighting fires? Again, for the Parks Bureau to discriminate based upon a message that people send, you may remember there's a famous ACLU case, and I think it was a wrong decision by our courts, but the Nazis got a permit. The American Nazi Party to march in Skokie, Illinois. This was back, I think, in the 1980s. And Skokie is a place where a lot of Holocaust survivors live. And the Nazis did their march. They got a legal permit. So you're going to deny a permit to Proud Boys? And how ridiculous for them to estimate they're going to have a crowd of 10,000. And now are we going to have a fight about that? Okay. What all of this goes to is there is a fascinating study about shy Trump voters. And frankly, you don't even need to go to the shy Trump voters for the polls as they exist. All of a sudden, Trump is ahead in Florida and Arizona, where he had been behind, according to a new Washington Post ABC poll. And Trump seems to be gaining ground. So this theory about shy Trump voters may not be necessary to encourage Republican spirits. And let me explain to you about how they did this study. And it's a study with 3,000 respondents. It's pretty thorough. It's pretty academic. And I think it's very convincing. What they do is they ask people who are correlated with one another, in other words, representing the same kind of group, they ask them questions on telephone calls, and then they ask them online. With the idea that when you're in a phone conversation with somebody, they're much more likely to be, quote, embarrassed or reluctant to tell you. And sure enough, in 2015 and 2016, when Trump was running for the Republican nomination, there was a very much a shy voter effect, and they nailed it. Is that of GOP voters, when Trump was competing for the nomination in 2015, 38% said online, yeah, we like Donald Trump. But only 32% said that on phone. So they began, based upon 5 years ago, this idea of shy Trumpers. Okay, right now, among likely voters, there's no difference. The people on phone and people online, it's just the same. Same for Biden, same for Trump. According to their poll, there's 55%, this is nationwide, for Joe Biden, 45% for Trump. And with no measurable difference really at all. But I'll tell you where there is a difference. The difference comes in much more charged opinion questions. For instance, and this is directly relevant to our situation today, they ask you to choose one of these two alternatives. Do you agree with most of the people protesting police shootings are peaceful, even though some are there to destroy property and loot? Or most of the people protesting police shootings are there to destroy property and loot, even though some are peaceful? In other words, do you think they're mostly looters or mostly peaceful? There's a huge difference, statistically significant difference. When they talk to people on the phone, only 33% say most of the people are prospective looters and violent. But then when you actually talk to them on the phone, when you actually ask them online, where there's not that embarrassment effect, it's 38%. That 5-point difference is very significant. And I'll tell you where it shows up even more. Where they ask people, okay, here's the question and the way they asked it. Would you say that there is discrimination against each of the following in the U.S. today? And when they ask it on the phone, 79% say, yep, a lot of discrimination against gays and lesbians. Only 72% when they actually do that online. But you know what the biggest difference is? It's interesting. And in all of this poll, it's the same, only with one group. The same number of people, 42%, say Christians face discrimination. But when it comes to Jewish people, there's a huge difference. On the phone, people say 83%. Yep, there's discrimination faced by Jewish people. And only 64%, a 20-point difference, which indicates that, yes, there is this impact, and it impacts the way people are responding to the demonstrations / riots right now. It's the way they respond to various ethnic groups. Sometimes people give very different answers when they think they're talking to another human being as opposed to when they are simply answering online. But it should not, at least this is the conclusion of this morning consult study, have a direct impact on the presidential election or presidential election polls. You know what has a big impact on college admissions? It's not so much race. It's more about money and connections. At least that's the conclusion of a new study at the University of California. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show. I don't know if you ever pay any attention to those college ratings that are done by U.S. News and World Report, and much better by the Wall Street Journal, which rates a grand total of 400 different colleges and universities around the country. It used to be that the top-rated public universities were UCLA, my wife's alma mater in L.A., and University of California at Berkeley. They're not on top anymore. The four top colleges and universities, at least according to the Wall Street Journal, are University of Michigan, University of North Carolina, well, and then there's University of Washington, which is a nice thing. But in any event, there's a story about University of California, and maybe it has something to do with their dropping a little bit in the rankings. The University of California system admitted dozens of applicants with connections to donors and employees over much better qualified candidates in recent years, so said the state auditor for the state of California. Between 2013 and 2018, four campuses, Berkeley, Los Angeles, UCLA, Santa Barbara, and San Diego, admitted 64 students who were rated lower by admissions readers than rejected applicants, but who had money or ties to decision makers, the audit found. The great majority of those 64 were white. At least half came from families with average income of $150,000 or more. Among those who made the cut, the audit said, were an applicant who babysat for the colleague of the former admissions director, another whose family promised a large donation, and the child of a prominent alumnus, all of whom were considered unqualified and much less qualified than other prospects. 22 of the 64 students were admitted with the endorsement of the athletics department, despite having minimal athletic talent, the audit says. In one instance, the report says a donor relations administrator from Berkeley flagged an applicant who had the lowest possible scores on his or her application. The lowest possible, bottom of the barrel. Essentially a do not recommend stamp, and flagged that candidate to a coach, noting the applicant's father had capacity for major gifts to the school. The coach identified the applicant as a recruit, even though the teen had played the sport for only 1 year at high school at a very low level. This is corruption and lying and cheating. And the fact that I think anyone reading this story, and there's much more, you get angry about it. It's the same kind of anger that I think should drive voters in California to sustain the idea that there should not be race taken as a factor that goes above other qualifications. This is good news. And this is very similar to what I've been tweeting about and what I talked to you about yesterday. Alaska Senator Murkowski, remember her? She was one of the two senators, the other was Susan Collins, who said they didn't want to rush forward to the confirmation of President Trump's choice. Well, she has said she won't rule out voting for Trump's Supreme Court pick. That's smart. Senator Murkowski said she would not rule out that she would vote to confirm a Trump nominee if the Judiciary Committee approves one before the November election. I know everybody wants to ask a question. Will you confirm the nominee? She said outside the Capitol as her Republican colleagues were gathering for their weekly policy lunch. We don't even have a nominee yet, she said. You and I don't know who that is. And so I can't confirm whether or not I can confirm a nominee when I don't know who the nominee is. I wish Susan Collins had said that. Susan Collins looks like a horse's backside because she says, nope, she's going to vote no, whoever the nominee is, because she doesn't like Trump's timing of it. The timing is just fine. And I think the nominee is going to be just fine. You know who it's not going to be? It's not going to be Elizabeth Warren. I know, it would be important to have a Native American on the court. But Elizabeth Warren kind of lost it yesterday on the Senate floor over this issue. This is clip 24A, and she said this.
If this feels personal, that's because it is. Ruth Ginsburg was a personal hero for me and for millions of other women. Ruth Ginsburg was a woman who never let any man silence her. The most fitting tribute to her is to refuse to be silenced and to name exactly what Donald Trump and Senate Republicans are trying to do: steal another Supreme Court seat. This kind of sleazy double-dealing is the last gasp of a desperate party that is undemocratically overrepresented in Congress and in the halls of power across our country.
What does she mean, undemocratically overrepresented? It's the Constitution, lady. The Constitution, and what she's talking about the U.S. Senate. Because it's true, Wyoming, with a population less than 600,000, has the same number of U.S. senators, and they're pretty good ones from Wyoming, as opposed to California, which has 40 million people. Okay, that's the deal they made in Philadelphia in the summer of 1787. You can read all about it in my great book, The American Miracle, The Miracle in Philadelphia, right? The miracle of the U.S. Constitution. And that has worked. She then makes this threat. And the idea that she thinks the Republicans are undemocratically overrepresented in the Senate because the Constitution is devised that way, is she going to try a constitutional amendment to change that? Here's what she says. Listen.
The last gasp of a corrupt Republican leadership, numb to its own hypocrisy, that doesn't reflect the views of the majority of Americans or the values that we hold dear. The last gasp of a right-wing billionaire-fueled party that wants to hold on to power a little longer in order to impose its extremist agenda on the entire country. And if Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans ram this nomination through, it is our duty to explore every option we have to restore the court's credibility and integrity.
Okay, she's talking about court packing, which Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who she says was a personal hero, condemned. Look, this is craziness. The one thing I would ask Senator Warren, and I'd love to have her on the show, and I will treat her with respect, of course, but I would ask her this. I'd say, okay, you're speaking in such apocalyptic terms. When did the Republican majority begin on the courts? Actually, a Republican majority, a majority of justices who were appointed by Republican presidents, began under the Nixon administration. It was that way all through the Reagan administration. And yes, there were Republicans who were appointed, like Justice Kennedy was appointed by President Reagan, and he occasionally voted on the liberal side. Neil Gorsuch just voted on the liberal side on a case where I think he's just dead wrong about the interpretation of the 1964 Civil Rights Act and saying it involves transgendered people and LGBTQ. But the point for Senator Warren is this. There has been a majority of justices appointed by Republicans and confirmed by the Senate, sometimes confirmed on a bipartisan basis, but Democrats usually fight, and try to stop it. But that majority has existed for years. For years. Because it existed before Justice Scalia died. It existed before Justice Kennedy resigned. And yes, it existed right now before Justice Ginsburg passed. So what exactly are you afraid of? The idea that they are, this is a ridiculous scare tactic. When Ted Kennedy was trying to Robert Bork, when he was trying to destroy Judge Bork, he said in Robert Bork's America, all black people will have to go back to segregated lunch counters. And that's a ridiculous statement. Bork had never called for that. It said women will have to go back to back alley abortions. There was no reason to believe that at all. The Supreme Court doesn't get to decide on its own the details about regulation of abortion. And if you believe that somehow you need the Supreme Court to decide that, then it's you, Senator Warren, who are rejecting the idea of the people rule. Let the people rule. We're moving forward to a vote. And yes, they will vote on a confirmation before Election Day on November 3rd. Talk to you next time, 5 days before fateful debates in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from C. Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. C. Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have C-Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at ccrane.com/booster. That's ccrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.